We are on Daf Nun Tes Amad Aleph. We learned about the takana that Chazal had made up Rutis Mekron Mekach Umemkron Memkar Benetalim. So the Gemara says the time of Mai, this is a little after the Zion in the Maseiros Hashas. The time of Mai, Omar Rav Abba Bar Yaakov, Omar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Kedei Chayot. The reason they made this takone that he should be able to continue existing. Sarashi says, Mishum Kedei Chayot, the Ilav Zvine Zvine. If he will not be capable of selling things or purchasing things, Le Mizavni Le Mizoyni, Le Izovni Mine, people will not buy from him, will not sell him, so he will not be able to continue existing. That is why they made this takone, Purutes Mekhan Mekach Memkeron Memkeron. They're capable of buying and capable of selling. The Rosh brings down a Ramban. Even the Tikno Rabbonon, she memkara memkar, loy plug, ben lichdechayo, ben yeser michdechayo. That means the reason of Taktakono was he should be capable of purchasing and buying, but since they made this takone, they did not differentiate that, and that we have to be done on each transaction. Is this necessary? Is we going overboard? They gave him already a koyach to make mekach and memka. Now, since we brought about a memra of Rav Abba Bar Yaakov Omar Rav Yochanan, so the Gemara brings a second memra of Rav Abba Bar Yaakov Omar Rav Yochanan. Vayoymar lasher al hamel tocho, hoitzi levush lechol oivdei habal. Now, what is this speaking about? So Rashi says, vayoymar lasher al hamel tocho biyehu ksiv, mishum rab abe bar yakev, mishum rab yechanen noket lo. This is another memra of rab abe bar yakev. So he told the person who was in charge of the meltocho, hoitze levush, to take out a levush, lechol oivdei habal. So he took care of the meltocho, my meltocho. Omar Rababa Bayakir, Omar Rab Yochanan, dover hanimlau v'nimtach. This is a fiber that is turned and stretched. I saw the fibers that the of flax that linen is made out of. Lamaise, they pass the fibers through the mouth and the saliva softens the fiber, and then when it is spun into a thread by hand, so it is flexible, and by pulling it, it becomes a thinner, finer thread. So that's nimtach. It gets stretched when the thread is spun. So that's nimlal v'nimtach. So in other words, it means it was linen begodim. He also, now we're speaking about linen begodim. So the Gemara tells us another ma'ise. Ki also rabdimi omar rab yoichanin shigaloi bunayim. Or others again, Bunayis, Ben Nunayis L'Rebbe, that this Bunayis Ben Nunayis was a very wealthy man, and he sent to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, seems a present, of different types of begodim. Now the types were Sibni, V'chumas, Salsalo, U'malmala. Now these were very fine linen begodim. So the Gemara explains as follows. Sibni v'chumes kem goyze upalge di em goyze. If you have a talus that could fit around the person and you want to fold it up so the material was so fine, you could fold it up into the size of a walnut and a half. Salsalo malmelo, the godim, this was also a different quality of linen. Kepistika upalgi de pistika. This is like a acorn in a half. My, so this shows the fineness and the flexibility of these begodim. My milmelo dova hanimlal v'nimtach. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Benuyais ben Nunyais Yisrael Osher Ave." He was an Osher. Sidney v'chumes also malmala abon minim shel bigday pishton dak, a very thin beged v'toyvin, good quality. Ki amguza opalgi amguza talis gedoylo lemidosai. It was a talis that fit him, a bein hakodesh. Shumekapla, when he folded it up, lehoisa yaisa me eges v'chatzi, was not larger than a walnut and a half. Pistike galantus acorn shayichlum hazeya. Zok the Gemara weiter, v'tousan ad kamo. Now, what aloche, so we say, it mentioned yesterday that there, from Rabbi Chonon, there are two inyanim by a cotton. There's one inyan that poshet is a chasodaya. So therefore, whatever he does is worthless. It's done without us. And then when he comes to the age of putes, so then he's not a chasodaya, he's a pekeach. But there's a gzeres hakosov of Ish, that we're memayit, that a cotton is not capable of creating a chalois. That's minatoire. But Chazal made a takone that he could make a chalois. So he could make mekech and memka. So now the Gemara declares, by mekech and memka, we have guidelines if there was a toros in the mekech. We have, Ochis mishtus is kone, and it's a mechila. Shtus, that means if the tois was less than a sixth of the true value. Shtus is kone marzereino. The transaction is kaim, but you have to pay back the amount that there was an eino. Yes, a mishtus is bottle mecha. That's the halacha by a godel. V'ta'uson ad kamo, Omar Rab Yoine, Omar Rab Zeire, ad shtus ki godel. He has the same dinim like a godel. Now before we'll see Rashi, I'd like to mention, there's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says by a cotton, that means I was speaking about by Peutis, is Pachas Mishtus Mechile, Shtus Tarza Ainore, Yeser Arshtus Botel Mecca. So it has the same aloha of a Godel, and the Ravid is Chilik on the Rambam. The Ravid says, Pachas Mishtus is also Marzer Ainore, because a cotton is a lav par Mechile. So Memela, Pachas Mishtus works with, since the Toys is not so great, not so large, so there's a mutual mechila, but you have to be a bar mechila, cotton is a lav bar mechila. So that's why the Ravid holds that poches mishtus is also marzereino, if the cotton was nisana, the cotton was full, by poches mishtus. The Rav HaMaggid says, that was the takone. I mean, you're speaking about generalities and mechila l'kotten. That means without takones, kotten is alav bar mechila, is alav bar akno. But when they made this takone of putes mekach mekcha memka, they said that all the halachis of mekcha memka apply. So memela legabi these takod, legabi these kinyonim. So he has a din of a godel. That he's a bar mechila and he's a bar aknor. That's how the Rav HaMaggid emphasizes the Rambam. Now let us see the Loshon of Rashi. V'ta'uson shel pe'utois ad kama hodro. Till ad kama hodro, that means till what year is it hodro? That he has to pay back the toys. Ad shtus ke godo. Ad shtus, till ad shtus kona hakoine, umagzer eino. Yoisa mishtus, bottle maker. So the Rishash says, l'cheir from the Loshon of Rashi, it's muchach like the Raidit. Ad shtus, not ashtus is koner marzereino. Ad shtus, till ashtus is koner marzereino. So he holds, he says, it's not in mechila. The Rabbi Magid brings down, there was such a girsa in Rashi like we have. He said, this is a girsa mutas. Really, the girsa should be brothers mishtus mechila. Shtus koner marzereino, like the Rambam. Zogt die Gemara weiter, zogt die Gemara, Boi Abaye, Matonosai Mai. Now, here they were misakin, Mekchon, Mekach, and Memkeron, Memkas. We're speaking about buying and selling. What if the cotton wants to give a matone? So what's the din? Rav Yeima Roma, Ein Matonosai Matone. Whenever we're mistaken, we can give matonas. This is makachememke, k'day chayot, stuff like that. They're able to sell, to buy. But matonas, there's no need for it, so there was no takone. Ma baravash yoma matonosoi matone. I says, ma baravash, he said, that matonosoi matone. Of chua, now, so we have here that Mal Barabashi holds Matanose Matone. Of Chua, by mistake, this was Ibegedreit, was turned over, Vishadru Lekame de Rav Motre. Now Rav Motre was a Talmud of Ravashi, and they told him as follows, Mal Barabashi holds Ein Matanose Matone. And Rav Yeima holds Matanosi Matona. Somehow it was sent to him with the Manda Omrim was when it's Hapach. This was sent to Rav Motchai, who was a Talmud of Ravashi. Omalei. So he got this message that Malba Ravashi, the son of Ravashi, holds Ein Matanosi Matona. That was the message. Amalei, so he told the shliach, Zilu omrei lebar ma, please tell the son of my Rebbe, lavochi habuvda, I wish to disagree with you. How could you say, matanos, matana, let me tell you a maise, ki avakoi mar chatkare ya aro, vchatkare ya darge. Ravashi was in the process, one foot was on the ground, one foot was on the step, and he was going up to the Beis HaMedrash, v'amar nolei matanosei mai, so he asked him, what's the din by matone? V'amar lon matanosei matone. So he said, matanosei matone, so he told him, so how could you say, you ma'avavash, I can say faker than your father held faker. Then, I mean, the Gemara says that this was, ma'avavashi takot matanosei matone, Achas matnas chimra, v'achas matnas bori, v'achas matone merube, v'achas matone muetes. They already made a takone that all matones are chal. What does Rashi say? Matanos say mai. The metaltlem, mishum kedei chayivu, by metaltlem, it's kedei chayivu, should be able to continue existing. Zviniye matona lo yiduma matona seinami matona da ovdu lei naich napshi. So Chor Rashi means every matona that is given is also given for a purpose. Mistoma they did him favors, so that's who's giving a matona. So in reality, every matona is also some sort of a mekach, a memkah. It's a payment in return from the Tavis, it's given in a different oifen, but it's similar to Zvini. Afchu b'nei yeshivato v'hofchu dvorim d'mal l'dmal. They changed over the names of the Mandi Omrim. ושודרי לקמי דרב מודחי, כמן סבירו לידי, like, מה עבר הבאשי? Do you hold like רב ימא? זיל עומרי לברמה לבנוי של רבי, סנא, מי רבי? ברב מודחי תמיד יש רבאשי, הויה, וכמה מקיימס, מושך הסויט אמרינן, גבי לבויו, Talmud the Rabbi in Loshir, that when a Talmud is Malave, he escorts his Rebbe, there's no Shir, how long he should escort him. Avmotri Alviye le Ravashi, so we see clearly that Ramotri was a Talmud of Ravashi. Kikoi ma Ravashi adarge sulam shalaliyas beis emedrash, so it was one foot on the ground, one foot on the sulam, and he said that matanose maton. Let us see Taisviz. Achas matone meruba vachas matone meetes medloikoma nami achas matonas metaltolim. We're speaking about all types of matones. Vachas karkois nira davke be metaltolim dairibu koma. He says, we're just saying that the Mishnah says meke chamemke by metaltolim, and the Gemara is just Eringan, matones, all types of matones, by metalton. But by karke, he can't give a maton. Otamin with Misha Meiska, bipochismem, and chof, dein moicher, benichse ove, we can sell umatanosim matonu, bemekarki. So he could give a maton. Also, begodl, they're talking about a godl, shabenyit gemoshon, viyem echot, lohoye benesim. They were talking about a different case in Gansen. But somebody was a godly, wasn't a ben chof, so Memela there, they permitted him to give him a ton of karka from the Yerushas. But by a cotton, he has no power whatsoever in karkois. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Eilu devorim omru mipnei darkei sholim. These are the takonis that Chazal made mipnei darkei sholim. Koyin, koyre, rishan. But when Ba'ilu the Torah first the Koyin lanes, Va'achav Levi, afterwards a Levi, Va'achav Yisrael, Mipnei Darkei Sholem. This is Al Darkei Sholem. Case number two, Ma'arvin Bebayis Yosham. We leave the Eruvi Chatzeres in the house that we always left it in, Mipnei Darkei Sholem. Let us see Rashi. Koyin Koyre Rishin. In order that there should not be Meriva, there should not be Machlekes. Tkinu lohu rabbonon haisidra. So the Chumam were Mesak and the Seder. The Kivin, so how will this avoid Machlekes? And the Kivin, the Takanta, the Rabbonon, he, Sulei Metzinu lishnuye. So then we can't change it. Ulameima anor kerina bereshe. That means, like this, others will want to be the first oile. Some it's a very choshev aliyah, the first oile. Each one will think he's a roi to be the first oile. But now, sorry, there's a different seder. There's a seder of koyin koydim lo levi. So memele, not godol koydim. I mean, so since we took away this seder of kdime, so there's no machlekes. Ma'alu v'ayis yoshim b'nei chotzer, shergim litein eiruv ha'chotzer b'bayis achad. They made eruvi chatzeres between themselves. So that eruvi chatzeres you cannot carry out from a private domain into a chotzer, which is a public domain, without being ma'arev all the reshuyas of all the houses. Zayim mishanes m'koy melitne b'bayis achnei darker sholom, ubi gemore m'fore shlom. Case number three, Boyer, Shu Korev La'amo Mismale Rishen, Mibnei Darkei Sholem. Zot Rashi, Boyer HaKorev La'amo. Amos HaMayim, there was a canal, HaMeviya Mayim Min HaNor, that brings water from the river. L'Sodai, so there's a canal that brings water from the river to the fields. Regilim lases boyes. So each bala sode used to not want to rely completely on this amo, on this canal. So each one made next to this Amo in his field, Boyreis. Raboyr. Sheim Tiyave Sha'amo, if the Amo will ever dry up, so he'll have al kaponim a temporary source of water. He has a boir that's filled with water. Yumaloi min haboir v'yashku asodis. So he'll be able to, a temporary Yeshua will have a boir that's full of water. Umagilin mei ha'amo leboir. And how do we fill up this boir? So we divert the flow of the Amo into the boir, ache yismale, till it fills up, and then later they directed the flow of the canal going down to the other sodis. Betiknu chachome, she yismalu boire shebesodis al yoinish and kreve lemoitse ha'amo. So Chazal said that if everyone wants to fill up his boir, so there's a din kedime. The Sadeis al Yainis, which are closer to the origination, where the Amma originates, they have a din kedime to fill up their boil. When he fills up his boil, so he stuffs the Amma that Amma should not flow further down. That's the only way Mustami can divert the flow of the Amma to his boil. So, Fashteitzech, all the others are losing when he's filling up his boil, but that was the Takoda. Each one is going to say, I'll be the first one. That means, listen, we hear all your tainis, but that's the law, that the kanta de rabon. Zot the Mishnah weiter, mitzudois chaya v'oifois v'dogim. A person put out traps to capture chaya v'oifois v'dogim. Yesh behem mishum gezo mipnei darkei sholem. So, theoretically, if a person put out a trap and an animal got trapped in this trap, so the animal doesn't belong to him. What makes it his? He never made a... In order to acquire ownership, you have to make a ma'aseh kinyan. So we'll see if these traps would have had a case kibble. So no, says Kaimal's chotza. But these traps don't have a base kibble, so it's not a chotza. So me'iker adin, someone else could pass by after the first one spent hours upon hours to put out the traps, and he'd pass by, and he'd see all the animals that are trapped and take them for himself. So Chazal made a takona, you're not allowed to steal the animals that were trapped by Yen. Why am I not allowed to steal? It's not his. You're right, it's not his. We made a takona, Mibnei Kishomi cannot steal from the person who trapped it, even though it's not his. It's not gezel, because it's not his. It's speaking about traps that did not have any inside. The likna like kelo, if there'd be a teich, so he'd be kain out kelo. That is what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yossi Oima Gezel Gomo. It's not Yesh Pemishum Gezel, no, it's Gezel Gomo. Bigmorim Aforish, Gezel Gomo Midivreim. The Rabbonon made it Gezel Gomo. What does that mean? Betaima, the Rabbi Yossi Bekulo de Kosovo also Mineidake Sholom Esheeno Zeiche. Liknois kinyin gomor kezoiche. That means Rabbi Yossi said, the shaila is, what was the takona? So the tanakamo is the takona was only, you're not permitted to take it away. That's it. That means the takona agreed with the metzias that it doesn't belong to the trapper. That's a mitzvah. It was not maise kinyin. But we're making a takona as takeshom, but he trapped it, don't take it away from him. When Hilchis Gezel, if he did take it away, we can't slap him to Bezen, because in Yesod, he's not a Gazlon, he took something which is Hefke. Rabbi Yossi said no. When Chazal made this takone, the takone was that we made also Shein Ezoiche Kezoiche, Als Hefke Besen Hefke, we made that the trapped animals belong to the one who trapped them. So Mimele, so now the, now you attack a Gazlan. You took something that belongs to Yenem. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Oni amanakev beroi shazai. Sievan Oni, maybe he's taking off payer. From he's on top of a tree, a zayis, and he's cutting off olives. And he's there trying to cut off all the olives he wants, and there's someone there at the bottom that is enjoying his work, and he's taking them for himself. And theoretically, he could, because it's the only did not make a ma'aseh kinyan. Is ma'aseh tacht of gezel neida kishom. You're not allowed to take it away. It's gezel gom. Ein mamchen biyad aniye oivde kechom beleket shikro peye mitnei darke sholom. If when the aniyim enter the field to take matnas aniyim, so they have some goyish aniyim also coming in, so you don't bar them from coming in. They want to come in, let them come in and take also, even though mikeradin, it is not, they don't have a schus of matnas aniyim, goyim, but mitnei darke sholom. Zot Rashi, Amanakev Choytech. He cuts, Kamei Venikav, Sivchei Hayar, Kamei Venisha Ba'ilolois, Kenoi Kev Zayis. It's a lotion of Chitoch of cutting. Zot the Gemara, Menoani Mili. Now, how do we know this din? That Koyen, Koydom Lelevi, Levi, Koydom Liso. How do we know this? The Gemara's gonna bring Psukim. If there's a dinkdima of a kohen to a levi, etc. So the achayim ask a kasha that they don't understand. What's it? Menahani mili. The Mishnah says they made this takanim neidake shalom. Such a menahani mili. We made a takanim neidake shalom. So what's it to ask? The Gemara's going to bring psukim. And later the Gemara's going to say, mim neidake shalom, it's a posik. So for kel, so the Gemara understood. The Mishnah says the time is out. Darke Shalom. So the Gemara says, why is a pasuk? Why is it Darke Shalom? So before we know of any psukim, so how can the Gemara ask a kasha and know how immediately? How do you know? I mean, Darke Shalom, what's the kasha? So the Rishash wants to say that the Gemara's kasha was as follows. As Zichem ne Darke Shalom, there was a need to make a Seder. But why was the Seder made Dafke in such an oifen, Kain Levi Yisrael, can make Yisrael Levi Kain? I mean, the Iker is, if there's a Seder, Mitzad, Takonis, Chachomim, there won't be Machloikis, so you can't come and say that, you want to be first, there's a Seder. So how do you know, so that the Kasha is, so how do you know Bechlaud in the Dinei Kedime of going to Levi of Yisrael. Omar Rav Masna da Omar Kro vayichtev Moshe Satoira Zois vayitna la Kahanim b'nei Levi Otu Anan lo Yodina de Kahanim b'nei Levi ninu ala Koyim b'reishe v'hoda Levi. Then it says he gave it to the Zekanim, so we have already a Seder of Koyim Levi Yisrael. Now that's Zechmir. I'd like to some safer brings down from the son of Pshat in the Gemara, which I would not like to say over. I think that there's some shverikait in it. But that's me Poshe Pshat in the Gemara is as follows in the Drosha. The Pasuk says, Vayitna ala kaihanim b'nei Levi. Now what does that mean? He gave the Torah to the kahanim, b'nei Levi. B'nei Levi means that they're the descendants of Levi ben Yaakov. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. He gave it to the kahanim. Which kahanim would give it to? The descendants of Levi. Levi ben Yaakov. So that, the Gemara asked the Kasha, Otu anan lo yodane de kahanim b'nei Levi nina. I mean, this is poshut. I mean, I know. For up to the Devarim, some we learned already from before. We wish mice we learned already. So we know kahanim b'nei Levi. That's so it's extra. So the Bnei Levi is that these two words are extra. So Lachaira Saimene Inyan to tell us who the Kahanim is, so we have to, it's Ki'ilu, it said a word Hada. Afterwards, Vayitnu ala Kahanim, gave the Sefer Torah to the Kahanim. Vahada, and afterwards, you give to the Bnei Levi. That means that else the Yitter Aposik, that's a Vidarshan, and then the Laskanim, then you give to the Zakanim. Look here, this is Pshat in the Gemara. Yeah. So the Posik is telling me a Seder HaKriyatake. I mean, this is poor. Sheikru bo kehanim, bohodo b'nei levi. That's, and then bela zakenim. So the Posik is telling me a Seder of Kriyas HaTayre kehanim, bohodo b'nei levi. There is another Gemara, which I think our Gemara is bechlau not being done in that Gemara. There's a Gemara in Yevamis, the Gemara says, Kehanim ikru Leviim. There's a Gemara, Mechof Talad Mekoimis, Kehanim ikru Leviim. And one of the Pesukim are, V'kahanim ha-Leviim b'nei tzadik. V'kahanim ha-Leviim. Now, that Gemara, Dachsame, has no shaykhis at all with our Gemara. The Gemara there is Chav Dalad Mekayim is Kanim Ikilavim. Our Gemara doesn't mention one place. That Gemara. That Gemara means something else. That Gemara means that in Kedushas Kohuna Likt Kedushas Leviim. That means Kahanim HaKayhanim HaLeviim. They're Kahanim and they're Leviim also. That means every Kohen that in Kedushas Kohuna is Kolul Kedushas Leviim. So, if the Chassam Sefer brings him a sound that the Gemara is telling us that this is the Lashon of the Chassam Sefer, he says as follows, the Kivin, the Islay, Mylis, Hasheini, even the Tois of Mylosay, Akocher, Tzorech, Lagdumi. The Chassam Sefer brings him a sound that the Chassam Sefer, the Gemara, if the Kahanim are Leviim, the Kahanim also, so Al-Kocho, and the Yisraelim also. So Al-Kocho, it's Kayin Levi Yisrael. That's how the Sam Sefer brings from his son. So the Yisrael of the Gemara is telling us, we're not Bechlau not speaking about Seder. Seder will figure out after we know Chshivas. That means the Pasuk tells us the Kahanim, well, Kahanim, you know who Kahanim are? The Leviim, the Yisraelim, and the Kahanim. So, they're the most Choshev. Leviim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Yisraelim, only Yisraelim. So, Al Koponim. So, the Gemara is not telling us Seder, the Gemara is figuring out the Seder by becoming aware of the Mail of the Kahanim. That means we could say he's a Kohen, he's a Levi. Who's better? So he says, no, Kahanim ikru Leviim. That's how the Chassam Sefer Dachsmi seems to learn. So Dachsmi, that would be the Mahalach and the Gemara. So the Gemara brought the wrong Psukim. The Gemara should have brought the Pesuk in Yilat Yivomis. B'chot Tal Mekoymis ikru Kahanim Leviim. And it says, V'kahanim ha-Leviim. The attack it says. This Agamara seems to be saying something else in Gansan. I don't know. I can't tell the Gemara being Zalimut that they called Levi. The Gemara says, I don't know that the Bnei Levi. So Agamara doesn't go with another Pshat in Gansan. But the Pasuk says, you know, the Kanam are the descendants of Levi. Levi ben Yaakov. So Moses says, please. I know this already. So the Moses says, no, Kahanim, Vahoda Bnei Levi. Main Indian to tell me the Yichus of the Kahanim, where they stand from. So it's coming to tell us a Seder. Okay, Bereish of the Levi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Oma Mehoche, V'nikshu HaKehanim, this is speaking about by Egla Rufa, V'nikshu HaKehanim, B'nei Levi, again it says, Kaham B'nei Levi, Oto Analo Yedin, Kaham B'nei Levi, Ninu, Elokoyim Bereish of the Levi. So here it also could be, even though this pasuk bechlal is not speaking about the first pasuk, simshe Rashi says veyitna sheyikru bo kahanim v'od bnei Levi, was the Torah was given over. So here it's mamish speaking about this inyan. This pasuk is speaking about something else in Gansen. But if the bnei Levi is meyuta, it means hodor bnei Levi. So koch, that's what the pasuk is coming to tell me. That when there's a seder in Kriyas HaTorah, it's Kain and then Levi. Ravashi Omar Mehoche Bnei Amram Aaron Moshe Vayibodol Aaron Lagdishai Kodesh Kadosh. Now here Lemaise, this pasuk is telling us not seder. This pasuk is telling us Milas that Aaron was Kodesh Kadosh. So Maisha is Maisha. That's supposed to be Maisha, not Kodesh Kadosh. So we see that a Kohen is more Mekudesh than a Levi. So therefore, this third, the Rashi is telling us the Maila of a Kohen over a Levi. So therefore, that is Mechayiv, that in Seder we should be Magdam the Kohen to the Levi. I saw also in the Chsam Sefer, yes, Akasha, I don't understand fully, yes, Akasha, maybe Aaron was Kodesh Kadosh because it was a Kohen Gadol. How do you know that every Kohen is Kodesh Kadosh? The pasuk is speaking about Aaron. That's what Chasam Sofer asked. That's the Chasam Sofer's kasha. So I really don't understand the kasha because it says further, Vayibodel, so these haktoren and brochen and sheiris is not miyuchet to kahanim gedolim. So l'chayre it's speaking about all kahanim. Yeah. Yeah. Abchiya ba'aba oma mehoche v'kidashtai l'chol dobo shebekdush. The pasuk says v'kidashtai l'chol dobo shebekdush etonet v'rabi Shmuel v'kidashtai l'chol dobo shebekdush leftoi achishayin olabor achishayin the little money yote risha. That is the Rashi. The Rashi, the kidashtoi, ki es v'goyma. So now, the shaila is, what is Rashi saying over here? What is Rashi being moisif? So the Maram Shif wants to say that the Emerson, if we look in Rashi and Chumash, Rashi and Chumash says as follows. Vayikra Chavalev. The pasuk, let's say the previous pasuk, that will understand what the Mamshif is saying. Isha zayna v'chalala lo yikochav, isha gushem, isha lo yikochav, ki kodesh ulo leikov, v'kidashta ikeslachem alekecha umakriv, kodesh iyaloch, ki kodesh ani Hashem mekadisha. Yeah. So Rashi says, ches, v'kidashta al kolchoi, we just said before, he's not allowed to marry a Zayna Chalola, Yisurei Kune. So then, the Viki Dashtoi, you should be Mekadishim. So what does that mean? Shbika Al Kolchoi. Shim Loirotza Legarish, if he was Mekadish Agrusha, Helkeyu, Viyisrei, Latshe Yiga. You make sure he remains a Kodesh. That's Viki Dashtoi, Viki Dashtoi, that's Viki Dashtoi. Fine. Then it says later, Kodesh Yieloch, Hoigboy Kedusha, Liftoyach Rishain, Bechaldova, Lebo Achrishain, Bisaude. So the Maram Shiv says that Rashi is saying that V'kidashtoi es V'goyma, that Rashi means to say, like Rashi said in Chumash, V'kidashtoi is not telling me this Rash of Liftoich Rishon, Levorich Rishon. That V'kidashtoi means you have to, if he married a Gushi, you have to make sure he remains a Kodesh. You have to force him to give a get. The Drash is as Kodesh Yilacho. So Rashi says, look for it in the Pasuk. The Mojah just brought down the beginning of the Pasuk, and but Lamaise, this drash is not from V'kidashtei, this is Kodesh Yielach, which Mestam is the Mesa Pshat in Rashi. I wanted to say a Pshat, which is, perhaps it's Niten Lehei Omar V'derech Efshar. There's a Mordeke Mogen Avraham. When Avraham says, what if you have a koyin like this, we have a say, the koyin labor Yisrael. We have a klal, koyin oyu alaminin shiva meikaradin. Feeling sich nicht so sein, but a cotton is oyu alaminin shiva. It could be one of the sheva oyu. Zot the Mogen Avraham, what if I have a koyin cotton, I have a levi in the Yisrael, do I give the koyin cotton koyin? I'm a mechuyif to give him koyin. Zukt Mogen Avraham, you don't give him koyin. Why don't you give him koyin? He says, because the makir is v'kidashtoi. It says, aslechem alekechel humakriv. So the mitzvah lekachoi was said by about a koyin who does avoide. V'kidashtoi, there's a reason. Ki aslechem alekechel humakriv. But a koyin cotton was a lav bar avoide. So Memele, his son is not the Vikidashtoi. So you have a Koyim cotton and a Levi, you don't have a Koyim here. Forget about it. That's what Magen Avraham says. So I thought that could be Rashi, Vikidashtoi es, Vigoyma, Rashi means to be Merames, there's a din to be Mekadish, aber es, Lechma Kero Makriv, you have to see, not every Koyim. A Koyim that's a Bar HaKrove, I mean, don't take this as a blank statement, you have to mekadosh every koyin. Es, begoyma, you have to be mekadosh. This din only applies to a bar avoide. Maybe that is what Rashi wants to be meramis. This is pshat beisach netabavshet niten v'izocher al kaponim. Rashi could say such a pshat. Now Gavurchi was saying over this Mogen Avraham, so I'd like to just mention Rabbi Kiveger asks a kasha on the Mogen Avraham. So he brings down a sefri, the chinuch brings down a sefri. And the sefri says, V'kidashti eslechem alekecho makrib, kodosh yieloch. So the sefri says, why is it not more? V'kidashti, kodosh yieloch, it's repetitious. So ein li elekoyin sheved avoide, koyin balmum sheved avoide, how do you know also? Kodesh yieloch afula koyim balmum. For Rabbi Kiveger, so you don't need eslechem alekecha. Kodesh yieloch, we're malba balmum. So malba balmum, we should be malba akotno. So that's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha on the Mogen Avraham. And I saw on the Yunim, our mikro from Rabbi Yankiv, Emes LeYakov, he wants to fan for this kasha. Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, he says, could be a balmum is better than a cotton. Even though the Cheshulchan time is a cotton is better than a balmum because a cotton is also l'chlal avoda. But he wants the taina we find in this adin in chulkim. That means a balmum is chulik and he's entitled to a chulik. He comes there. A cotton is, he can have, he can eat the matnas kohuna from the nechel, the kahanim, or shame of name, of daim. It's nechel, it's nechel to the bnei kahanim, but there's no din chalukah over there. So you see that a balmum, and the matzav of a balmum is better than a kot. A balmum has a schus chalukah, kot muzev a schus chalukah. So if you have a ribui, and the kiddushkei, so fast al kodesh yieloch, It can only be marbe, tvasta marbe later fasta. So maybe only a baal mum. A cotton is a darge less than a baal mum. That's what Rabbi Yankel wants to say on the upgrade discussion. I'll work upon him. Let's go a little further. Zok Rashi. Liftayach rishen b'chol dvar kovet. Bein b'toyre, that's when it's kriyas ha-toyre, bein b'yeshiva, hu yedaber b'rosh, that when it comes to speaking, so, machab the kohen first, that was a merdike maise, the knesia gdoyle, that were machab the chofetz chaim to be the first speaker, and when he came up, he says he doesn't know there's so many gedolim here, why they were mechabed him to be the first speaker. But since he's a kohen, so that's the din, you're mechabed. But that's the only way he understood it, how they were mechabed him to be the first speaker. Well, kapon, so anazadin from the kiddushtoy. That's liftoyach rishon, olavorech rishon besude, like birchas hamazon. Vulitol mona yofa rishen, im bo lachlekim Yisrael b'chol dovo, la'ache sheyechalku b'shove, oim aloi, b'rir v'toil eze shetiv. So the other one tells him, you take which chalek you want. Now, before we go further, let us see Taisus. Vulitol mona yofa. So Taisus says, kigoin b'maisa, we're talking about Kibbeim Maisa Oni. There's two Aniyim here. They're coming from the Dovis, so he takes first. Beibet Zdoke, Im Hu Oni, Oibach Aveirim Amesubim Besude. So also, they hear the guests, so you give the Kayim first. Avo Bemidi, the Shutfis. Loi, Samzai two Shutfim, listen, I'm a Shutfim for the Israel. Listen, I'm a Kayim, I take first. There's no such thing. Dominipeg Mokim Shanogu, the Hanoisin Aine Bechelik Yofa, Aine Rayasim and Brocha Loilam. A person, he wants the better Chelik, he wants to choose, so, Aine Rayasim and Brocha Loilam. So, Bemison, we have Yamachloikas Arishainim. Rashi was pretty explicit. Rashi said, Imbo Lachlik im Yisrael Bechol Dovo. So Rashi said, not the way Taisus is going to say it is. B'chol Dovo. So they bring down the Taisus Rit. Look at the Taisus Rit. The Taisus Rit is before the lines get wide. It's around 10 lines before the lines get wide. In bo lachlek im Yisrael b'chol Dovo la'achva sheyishvu achalokim b'shove. You pick out what you want. So the Tesrit for emphasis was kasha. That means, if you're the one, I want to pick first, that a kohen is not allowed to do. You have to be mechabitim. Yeah. So that's how the Tesis reads Mr. Van for the cash. So let us go further. Amalei Abayi L'Rav Yosef Mipnei Darki Shom Deraisi. So now Abayi, yes, if we have psukim that tell us that there's the frat and the previous psukim that the Hot Levi, I mean, we have psukim over here that tell us that a kain is before Levi. So what's on the Mishnah when they bow Kishon? The Raisi, Omalei, the Raisi. So Rav Yosef told them, it's Take min ha-Toyre. But what Kufa is Pshat in the Toyre, that the Toyre made a Seder, who made Nei Dal Kishon? So that's on the Mishnah. The Seder stayed in the Toyre, but time of the cause of Dal Kishon. So Abaye asked him, Anshuldik, Kola Teire Kula Nam Mnei Darkim Sholomi. So don't say Dafke, this is Mnei Darkim Sholomi. The whole Teire is perceived the Rochel Darkim Noyam. V'chol nesiva yisera shalim. So that's the whole mahus von teire shalim. Ela omar Abaye lechidema. So Abaye said, no, the pshat in our Mishnah is like Rabbi said, v'sanye shnayim mamtinim ze lo ze b'ko'or. If you have two people sharing a plate, it's a plate in the middle of the table, and then there's whatever there's meat, there's vegetables. So shnayim mamtinim ze lo ze b'ko'or. So the Maharshif explains, it means as follows, that we're eating, so there's 10 pieces of meat. So Reuven takes one, Shimon takes one, right? It's in front of us. Now Reuven goes to get a drink. He wants to eat some bread. So now Shimon, he's eating bread, so Shimon will start taking pieces of meat. No. Reuven's eating bread, Shimon, you hold off on the meat. Let him digest the bread properly. He'll be looking at you, he'll choke on the bread and you're taking more meat. You wait till he finishes the bread, and then we'll start taking meat again together. So that's Shachnayim Mamtinim Zela Zebikaola. Shloisha Ein Mamtinim. If one person is eating bread and the other two are not eating bread, so then we can't tell two to wait for one, so we'll wait till you finish the bread. So then they take the meat. That's one thing. Another thing. Abaitseya Upoishet Yad Trila. The one who made the Ptziya Sapas, he made the Moitzi, he was the one that, he made the Moitzi, and he was Moitzi the Oilam, but the Moitzi, so, he has a Chshivis, who Poshet Yodai Tchila. So, we'll see in Rashi, the minute was that when they ate the Prusas HaMoitzi, they used to take some of the vegetables that were in the kol in the middle of the table, to eat it together with the pusas hamaitzi. So, since he was niskabit with petzias hamaitzi, he's the beitzeya, so he also has the right to take first from the kol. Fine. Vim bo lach loik kovid l'rabe el mishet godol mimenu, harshus biyote. But what if he made the moitzi, and now he wants to take him the kala first? His Rebbe is there. He made the moitzi, but the Rebbe is there. So he wants, Rebbe, you take first from the kala. So he's permitted. He's permitted. I mean, this is a privilege he has, but he can give over his privilege to his Rebbe, to Godel Mimeno. But Omar Maralo, so Rebbe said on this din, Leishonu Ela Besude, by Esude, you have a privilege, you can give it over. Avo bebeis haknesses loy da'osu ma'insuye. Beis haknesses, you'll give over your privilege, this is going to make, this is going to be disastrous. That means, I'm a koi, you were born a koi, you were right to be first. I'll say, well, so I'll go and give over to the godel. Now this, by saying yen is a godel, you're stepping on 20 people's feet. How much for this one? How much for this one? It's not a godel. So memela, this will make a lot of friction. This will make a lot of machlekes. So memela, bishloim, look, to take from the plate first. You say, you think it's not worth making an asik out of it, but, it comes to Ruchnius, and who understood Ruchnius more than Bisman Chazal, so Al Kaponim, you machabed him to be the Rishon, because he's a God of Ruchmein and Shuldik. Yeah. When you come and ask me a Shaila, I'll tell you, God, for Minat Alba, Merdi Kemaisa, which is Kedai to know, there was someone who davened by the Yekeshe Kehila. He was a lawyer or a judge, and he was an Obel, and he wanted a heter to be able to shave in the Shloishim. So he called up Rav Moshe Zechayne Levroche. Rav Moshe gave him a heter. Fine. So he comes from Teshul, he's shaving. He wants to go to the Omer, he's a chiv. So Rabroya called him over.
Pshat, you're in Shloishim, Yosheva. Oh, I got a heter for Ramoshe. It's very good. By Ramoshe's omelet gets the davening. By my omelet, you can't daven. I'll kapon him. This is his gadol. So the next time you'll need the other gadol. There'll be friction involved. So that's why you don't come over. Omar Rav Masne, Hoda Amrit the Beis HaKnesses Loi, in the shul, you're not allowed to give over this privilege of being Rishin. Loi Amoran Elabi Shabbos, is Yomim Toim, the Shrichi Rab. There's a lot of people that come to shul, Shabbos and Yontov, it's packed. You have a lot of Gdoilim. Alabi Shaini, Bechamishi, Loi Amoran. Mondays and Thursdays, there's a small Eilam there. No. We don't have to be afraid that, by giving over to someone that you feel a godel will make any problems, because not too many people there. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Amalei deraisi v'teir amal kein mipnei darkei shom. That's the reason of the pasuk. Elam Rabbaye, darkei shom tani maslisin l'chedamaros rabba b'machmeini shoye rabbi. Hey, mamtin, in ein zrichen lahamtin. You don't have to wait. Two don't have to wait. Habit zeh, kein malabai, shumaborich hamoitzi, vafilu hu kotten. But Rashi says kotten, I don't understand what Rashi means. I mean, the Mishnah says kotten, the bait zeh was moitzi the oilam. So how could a kotten be moitzi the oilam? He's a rabachi yuvet. I don't know. Maybe it means he's a kotten b'mailam. Upoi shud yodi bekorat, chilavis bayis prusas hamoitzi. But you can't change it. Let us see Tosfos. Avo b'shayni v'chamishi loy. Eimer Rabbeinu Chananu. Hanimili l'titu v'bochel ha'betridi v'melachtan v'loy shrichi. He says, b'zman chazal, there was a small oil on Mondays and Thursdays, so memele, so the takone of Darkei Sholem did not apply on Mondays and Thursdays. We have the same packed oilam. And you have on Yontif, you have Mondays and Thursdays. Some Mele, Mondays and Thursdays are also okay. Now I have a shtikel ha'orev. Number one, in Mishnah Berurah it says, in Siman Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Gimel, in Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotten Tes, in Sharetzin, Yud Gimel, bring that we paskin, there's a machlekes rishayim, and this we paskin like the Rabbeinu Chananu, that there's no difference Monday or Thursday, so Shabbos and Yontev. He says, if you have a minyan mitzumtzum, he says, in Sharetzin, it is, Loy plug that Lamaisa is this that another Monday and Thursday also can't get. That's not the Benachanan. Nigris Moshe Chelik Beis Simelamed Beis. He has such a shaila. A person having in a shul and in the shul Mondays and Thursdays was Yuvim Yotzeit and then he was Mishamad only Kayan, so he was requested. To leave, to be Michael, however you'll phrase it, but, so Rav Moshe starts off with the Rabbeinu Chananu. He said, Rabbeinu Chananu says, no, on this and Thursday. But he says, nowadays, a lot of shuls Monday and Thursdays, you don't have the Shabbos to communion. שממילא, שעוד הבן אחד לא סבים מיידה, but you could give רשוס. So, he goes with that mahalach, and you could give רשוס on Mondays and Thursdays. He goes, I feel according to Rabbi Nechananu. It's a psapella, לכן המשנבור, שתה את הפסנית הזאת. זה זמינן המשנבור. One hora. Another thing I'd like to say, the Mishnah Berurah blibes by a tzorach iyun. Mishnah Berurah blibes to be medayk the loshen agemarim loishanu elo besude avo bebeis haknesses loi daosi lantzuyu. And then we have a shaylam on the Thursday. Say, Klaus, what if a person has a minion in his house? It's not a shul. It's his house, have a minion. Was this takone said by all minyanim, or is the Gemara davke the Beis HaKnesses is rogel, there's a ribi anoshim, so mamela there was a takone of Duma Osi Lantzuye, not in Abayis, and he blives by a tzorchi.